All right, item eight, reports, trustee reports, eight A. Are there any trustee reports on meetings or seminars or conferences? Donna?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to attend the SIT conference last week with Brian. It was a big focus on AI, as one might expect, starting in how we teach in college, as well as how we use it in work. I know I use the opportunity to try using it to make an on-call schedule. It looks like it'll work well with just a little bit of work. Doesn't take a lot. One of the ways to think about it was as a companion, where a good doctor could spend more time talking and having it transcribe intelligently the conversation rather than being forced to do both as they meet with patients. I thought of Dr. McDonald as we did that. It talked about massive drop in legal expenses, more for junior associates, being able to eliminate a lot of grunt work for that as opposed to the more senior level stuff, though there's no plan to recreate senior level positions once you eliminate the junior level positions. We talked about genomic sequencing, which I found very interesting. They hold the world record, not the Guinness World Record, because they're a nonprofit and can't pay to have the title, but they hold the world record for being able to sequence a genome, which is often helpful for doctors to diagnose diseases. They were doing it with kids, and even if they eliminated a gene problem as a source of a heinous illness, they at least knew that it wasn't a gene-based one. There was a number of other topics on drones, China and Taiwan, minerals and materials, geothermal energy. I did not know that Sonoma was one of two major areas in the world for geothermal energy, and that might be a good place to look for investment opportunities. But the most interesting talk was from Dr. Aaron Ames of Caltech on humanoid robots. He said those viral videos you see of the humanoid robots dancing and doing now backflips. Yesterday at lunch, one of those videos popped up in my feed, and the thing I had never looked into was that all of them are either mimicking a human, or a human is wearing an apparatus or a headset doing the moves, and it's just able to mimic those. It's really cool, don't get him wrong, it's just not to the point of being able to do a simple task like grasping your cup and lifting it up, or grabbing your laundry and folding it for you. So it's very impressive on how it's coming along, but they still are in need of an actual, true, like revolutionary breakthrough to get to the next level where we could approach doing that in terms of like task replacement, in terms of, you know, your humanoid robot to do your laundry, do your dishes, or clean up around the house. So very interesting from the ooh factor to the actual, well, this is still requires a lot of math and physics and coding to be able to get them to walk upstairs and do all those sorts of sensing tasks and then action items on their own. It's a very valuable conference. I highly recommend it. It's always an interesting diversity of speakers.
I was thinking about the video I saw this morning of the food delivery drone trying to get through the LA street floods unsuccessfully, I might add.
May not be able to get them to pick up a cup, which makes me concerned about the measure I saw yesterday of the Chinese swinging swords. And I'm thinking, I'm not sure if I'm going to tangle with one of those guys. There was a whole room filled with all the samurai swords or some sort.
The problem with the video reel explosion that we have is they're all, well, not all, they're mostly AI generated, right? So you're looking at what is portrayed as the new wave of AI technology, but it's really an AI generated video that's not real. So, you know, you have to take that into account when you look at these things and see them.
Did they talk about the timeline of, let's say, I don't even know if we can call them Tesla robots, but it seems like Tesla's diverting a lot of resources away from the cars and into the promised AI robots. Was there a timeline on that? Did that sound?
There's no timeline on that, but that again, even Tesla, a lot of the other ones, they're all about at the same level from what his perspective was. And just being able to get them to, on their own, like recognize stairs and walk up stairs required a lot of math and sensing and being able to do that. Going back to that.
Looking at the end of this year.
It's always end of this year.
Because they're actually ending two of their the Tesla model cars. And I think they're devoting resources towards the AI robot. So it sounded like it's a lot closer to reality, I just wasn't sure what the timeline was, but we'll go with end of the year.
End of the year. I saw a video, I think it was yesterday, of robotics that was set up to, if I'm remembering the video right, it was folding clothes. And it was this monstrous device with long arms and a lot of, you know, connective electronics. It was a huge effort for this particular device to actually just do a simple task like folding laundry, right? Which was the example. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be the end of the year. I think we're a ways away from it. I could be wrong, but I feel like we're not there. But if you've ever watched videos of the robotics on display in an automobile assembly plant, it's remarkable. It's absolutely stunning, right? So there's a lot going on in terms of how we construct things and how we do daily tasks. And so it could be end of the year, to your point. Could be.
I mean, just even the evolution of the robot or even that robo dog has been pretty impressive.
Yes.
If you've seen those videos, how far we've come in 20 years.
That's Boston Dynamics, I think, is one of the firms that is remembering that space. Any other thoughts on 8A? Thank you, Donnie, for taking us on that journey. That was interesting. Hearing none, staff reports, Christina.
It's not about robots, but it's about March retirements. We continue to trend very close to what we had last year, so we're at 2 less than we had last year right now, so about the same. So not robots, but people are working hard on those.
Getting out before they come for our jobs.
Any other staff reports? Tim, did you have any? No? Scott? No? Colin? No?